Very lucky for me. My whole life is with Peter Jones. I met Peter, how many years is it now? 20 years ago, something like that. We met, when I was a member for Ebervale, which is a different place from Plymouth, but I was used to make arrangements that when we were coming back from Wales that I could come back to London. I'd quite often see Argyle playing in between when they were playing places like Newport or places in between and London. I used to go through the list before the season started and make sure that I didn't miss. So one time I was very lucky when I was coming back. I went and watched Argyle play at Newport, and Newport were not all that good, but although we had some good players from them and exchanged with them once or twice. But coming away from that, so I met Peter Jones. He'd been watching too, and so we became friends then, and we stayed friends right from then on. Partly we'd go around and watch Argyle away matches too, but he'd have a chance of taking me there. And most of the other way grounds where Argyle was played, we'd been that way. But of course, I also then seeing matches home as well with him, and I was coming down to Plymouth. He's got the whole of his family there. Lives in Plymouth. He's born and bred in Plymouth. He's got a good Plymouth accent, apart from anything else when he wants to use it, which he shows off. But he's the best. He's the best in the bloody business. So some didn't quite appreciate that. But nonetheless, he's just as eager to see Argyle triumph, and we're still going to see it too. And I'd hope that. I don't want to say we do it in one season, that is, to drop into the Premiership, but I did say I was never going to conk out until that had happened, and I'm still still saying that's the same thing. I'm not going to conk out until Argyle is in the first the Premiership. I mean, the real thing, the real First League. And so I'm still hoping that's going to happen. There are one or two other things I said I must happen before I conked out, and some of the other things, by the way, have already happened. That is, we've had I wouldn't conk out until we had a new Labour government in Westminster and a new Labour council in Plymouth. And also, those two things have happened. The other third thing I did say, because I was interested in Wales winning the Grand Slam. Well, it looks as if Wales may win the Grand Slam. Just this week at the end, so I'm going to be interested in that too. And if they, the thing I want most of all is that Argyle should have its proper position in the Premier League. I know that the money and other things are changing the way football is conducted. Some of the things that have happened there are very bad for football. Some things not so bad, but with us, of course, we had a great advantage of getting the two French players who helped very much in those great victories that we had, especially David Frio, and here, without him, he wouldn't have been the same for the season. I'm not just a one-man job, but he was he made a great contribution to Argyle's great triumphs, and so it was sad to lose him. We can still recover from these situations. And next season, I trust we'll be making a proper challenge right from the beginning, and we'll be up there in the proper place where we should have been. As I've said, if it hadn't been for the war, we were heading that way. That is, we only had one league above us in 1937 and 38, and we were on the right road then, and it looked as if we should have gone on and done it. And I still think that that's what's going to happen, because, of course, we've got a great area to call on. There's no other part of the world where they have got such people as Devon and Cornwall. I know there's some rivalry between Devon and Cornwall in their support for Argyle. We need both, though. But best of all are the people who come and support us up in London. There's no other club in the world, I don't think, has got such support as we've got in that way. We've had wonderful results, and they've been able, and the great people who come and supported us, the London Association, the London supporters, we've had some great results recently. That is, of course, when we beat Swindon, for example, last year, or some of the other ones that led to our going up in that season, when they played away, we were making more noise than the other chaps. And then Reading, quite recently, by the way, when we looked, we were escaping from the, turning the corner after some bad results, but Reading were a good team, but we played very well then, and showed that Argyle was recovering despite its setbacks. Well, that wouldn't have happened, in my opinion, if it hadn't been for the wonderful noise that the Argyle supporters were making. Better noise than anybody else who makes it.